choose to be, you name it. I don't have to go through the list. But we never stop and really accept the notion that you absolutely can choose. Or if we do, we forget it 5 minutes later. So it's that simple. I'm just giving that as an example. There's endless answers. That's one. You have to choose one and live it. You can't take it as an idea. You can't take it as a concept. That's the beginning. Intellectually is the beginning. You can take it, understand it, but then you have to actually live it moment to moment, second to second. It's not enough to just say, I get it. You probably do get it. I don't see anybody in the room who looks stupid. You probably get it. So you probably can get it easily. But it won't help you to get it unless you seriously, vigilantly, responsibly, persistently live it. And that's what spiritual practice means. Spiritual practice means living something that takes you forward. So you have to live, if you want to use that as the key, that you have a choice every minute of your life, you have to live it. You have to make the choice minute by minute. And if you do that, you'll notice how in some minutes you don't choose happiness. You'll actually see that you, not somebody else, not circumstances, not your husband, not your wife, not your kids, you are choosing to be something other than happy. And then you'll be shocked. You'll be like, whoa, it's true. I'm choosing to be miserable. Or I'm choosing to be confused. Or whatever you're choosing other than simple happiness, simple good mood, pleasant. It doesn't have to be happy like, you know, swinging from the chandelier. You'll actually see that you are making a choice, and then you'll be shocked down to your tippy toes, because you'll say, oh my God, what have I been doing? And once you see that the first time, and most people have never seen it. They've never seen the depth of the possibility of their own choice. Once you see it for the first time, it changes you. Because you can't forget it. You can't deny it after that. You can't go back and fool yourself that you don't have a choice. Even if you screw up the rest of your life and you're miserable every minute, you choose misery every minute, you'll know you're choosing it. You won't be able to fool yourself the same way. So all these things that go under the heading spiritual are amazingly simple. We've heard them all. We really have. I doubt there's anybody in this room right now who hasn't heard anything I could say. At least once, if not 50 times or 500 times. But if you can't say that you know how to live some of the keys to happiness, then that's why. You've heard it, but you haven't lived it. You haven't taken it serious enough to actually try it and breathe it and think it and practice it and walk it and talk it and do it till you're sick of it. Because it takes that kind of persistence, that kind of stick-to-itiveness to break out of the habit of how we do life. Most of us are living like a robot. We're just carrying out the habits we do every day and got taught in childhood. And we don't question them. We don't recognize that much of our behavior is habitual. And then we wonder why we're not happy. Well, most of us had parents who didn't teach us the keys to happiness. They taught us the shoulds and the shouldn'ts, and those are not the keys to happiness. Those are the keys to fitting in with society or getting along with your neighbors. You have, they